The US EPA's plan targets phosphorus, the main cause of the blooms, and it summarizes agendas from Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Phosphorus winds up in the lake from sources including agriculture and wastewater treatment plants. Both the U.S. and Canada have agreed to reduce phosphorus in Western Lake Erie by 40% by 2025. Canada released its own report last month, with an emphasis on wastewater treatment plants. The National Wildlife Federation's Gail Hess says an earlier version of the EPA plan lacked projections for phosphorus loads.
There's a lot of great improvements in the plan. We're still looking for how do we respond or how do the agencies respond should we not meet the targets as expected.
Actions in the U.S. plan include creating permanent demonstration wetlands and researching a type of green algae in Lake Erie's eastern basin. The EPA will reassess the plan every 3 to 5 years, starting in 2023. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.